Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesman Neil Sheehan says the NRC had already been looking into seismic risk, but that the topic took on greater urgency following the Fukushima nuclear accident in Japan.
One of the first things the NRC wanted to do after Fukushima, which was back in March 2011, was to look at seismic risk for all of the U.S. plants and flooding risk. We decided those are really two top-tier issues.
Plus, Sheehan says there is better modeling available to calculate seismic risk. In evaluating which plants posed higher risks, the NRC found that Westchester County-based Indian Point 3 fell into that category.
We started doing some screening of risk numbers, and Indian Point 3 ended up on the higher end, a plant that was really screening as one that needed additional attention. Now, Entergy on its own initiative formed a team and has looked at that. They believe the risk is lower than it was earlier projected.
Lower by nearly 10 times the calculated risk. In its recently submitted report to the NRC regarding seismic risk reassessment for Indian Point 3, Entergy finds that earthquake risk leading to an accident and reactor core damage is estimated to be reduced from the earlier NRC screening estimate of 1 in 10,000 reactor years. The new estimate puts it at about 1 in 106,000 reactor years using U.S. Geological Survey hazard curves and nearly 1 in 141,000 using improved plant capacity and Electric Power Research Institute hazard curves. Jerry Nappi is a spokesman for Entergy.
You know, this is our engineering analysis with contractors and our own personnel to demonstrate the additional capabilities at Indian Point 3.
He explains that one of the reasons for increased scrutiny of Indian Point 3 for earthquake risk was because of a televised news report.
After Fukushima, there was clamor about Indian Point's seismic capabilities, and specifically Unit 3, when it was erroneously reported that it was the most susceptible plant in the nation to an earthquake. And it turns out that that was false. And basically, our engineers went back, did a reanalysis to correct the record on that issue.
In addition, the initial assessment for earthquake risk came from Indian Point's previous owners, and the two Buchanan-based reactors, which stand alongside one another, had different owners. Again, here's Entergy's Nappi.
Those two separate owners did different calculations. Basically, the Unit 3 owners, which was actually the state of New York, only demonstrated a certain level of safety and didn't go beyond that to demonstrate the additional capabilities and protections that they had. So we updated that analysis to demonstrate that there's actually an even more minuscule chance of earthquake damage at Indian Point.
Con Edison was the previous owner of Indian Point 2 and the New York State Power Authority of Indian Point 3. Entergy's report also states that the company does not believe the Ramapo fault to be of concern. Indian Point opponents have questioned Entergy's ability to handle earthquakes of high magnitude. Scientists at the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University, who have previously weighed in on earthquake risk and Indian Point, had not yet reviewed Entergy's report and were unable to comment in time for this broadcast. Here's the NRC Sheehan on what the NRC now does with the report.
We just received this. We're going to have to take a closer look at it and determine whether or not we agree with it.
He says the NRC is continuing with its seismic hazard reevaluations for all U.S. nuclear power plants, including Indian Point, and expects the plants to assess their seismic risk. This evaluation, Sheehan points out, is separate from an NRC study currently out for public comment that looks at the potential impact of earthquakes on spent fuel pools, a study that began following the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the NRC spokesman says there is no contention in the Indian Point license renewal hearing involving seismic issues, and that seismic issues generally do not factor into license renewals. The license for Indian Point 2 expires in September, and for Indian Point 3, 2015. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.